Blog Talk Radio.
Your sheep to turn your Bibles to Proverbs 22. I think that last Sabbath I asked you to look something up for me, but I can't write since I have gotten sick. I know I made a note of it, but I can't figure out what this is saying. So I hope that you will look at it and understand, and maybe one day soon I will remember what I said and go back to that. Listen, let us start at Proverbs number 22, and let's read all of it, and then we will have a prayer. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the forward, and the forward is wicked. He that doeth keep his soul shall be far from them. Verse 6. Train up a child the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So I'm thinking that is, you can spank your child. Do not do what the federal government says. You know, not to beat your child or whip him, but to punish him enough or her enough to know that they are not to do that whatever they are doing, because it's bad. They should not do it. And if you train them up, the Bible says he will not depart from it. Verse 7, the rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Now that is true. You don't want to borrow anything because you're going to feel like a servant to the person that you borrow whatever from. Verse 8, he that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity. Let's read that again. He that soweth sin shall reap nothing, and the rod of his anger shall fail. He that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he has, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner. A scorner is someone who mocks, and contention shall leave. You know, contention, that's when you're feeling you don't like that person, it'll leave if you cast out the scorner. And the scorner is the mocker or the wicked one for contention. Stir up strife and reproach shall cease. So if you cast that person out, the scorner or the mocker, contention will leave, as well as reproach will cease. Verse 11, he that loved pureness of heart for the grace of his lips, the king shall be his friend. Verse 12, the eyes of the Lord preserve knowledge, and he overthrows the word of the transgressor. And the transgressor is what? The unfaithful or the criminal. Verse 13, the slothful, and that's a lazy man. The slothful man said, there is a lion out there. I shall be slain in the street. Verse 14, the mouth of a strange woman is a deep pit. He that abhors, that's the hate of the Lord, shall fall therein. If you hate or the word is abhorred, if you hate, that is to detest or hate of the Lord shall fall therein. Verse 15, foolishness is bound to be in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. So, in my eyes, children, like it's you, when you grow up, you keep growing. If you live long enough, you will become old, and more than likely, you will have children, and your children will have children, and then you are a grandparent. So, I said, as the Bible says, but the rod of correction will drive it far from them. So it's okay, in my view, for you to spank your children, but don't beat them. You know, when you hit them, it hurts you so bad you don't want to hit them. But you have to anyway, to show the rod of correction that they should not do what they want to do. You are the parent. Verse 16, He that oppresses the poor to increase his riches, and he that giveth to the rich shall surely come to want. Bow down thy ear. So bow down your ear and hear the words of the wise, and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. Verse 18, for it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. Verse 19, thy trust, that thou trust may be in the Lord, I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written to thee excellent things in the counsel of knowledge? Well, yes, that I might make thee know the certainty of the truth, that thou might be the words of truth of them that sin unto thee. Rob not the poor. I just thought of something. Maybe I should not say that. Because he is poor. Neither oppress the afflicted in the gates. And number 23, for the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that have spoiled them. So be careful around the poor. It says, rob not the poor, because he is poor, neither oppress the afflicted in their gates. So leave those type of people alone, and those type of people is me. Rob not the poor, it says right here. Verse 24, make no friendship with an angry man. With a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways. And you should not learn his ways. They are good, not good. And get a snare to your soul. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties of death. Let me see. It says sureties for death. Excuse me, my throat is dry. I'm taking a sip of water. Let me read verse 26 again. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for death. Debt. That's D-E-B-T-S. That's debts, like you owe somebody something, some money, or whatever goods. Debt. Verse 27. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bread from under thee? Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Verse 29. See thou a man diligent in business, he shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. I have read the entire 22nd Proverbs. I ask that our fathers give us an understanding of that word. Plus, sheep, I want to tell you something that has happened to me. As it turns out, someone called me this week asking to buy my name. It's Feed My Sheep. I have it with the state of Michigan, and I have it logged with some people in Arizona. It's Feed My Sheep. Feed My Sheep Books, LLC. I'm not willing to change it. I hope that the Bible, I just read verse 22, where it says, rob not the poor, because he is poor. Neither oppress the afflicted in their gate. Someone is trying to take my name. They will take my name unless I let them, but I choose not to let whoever you are in Arizona or whatever state you're calling me from. Do not call me again. I have finished reading Proverbs 22, and I want you sheep to read for your assignment next week, Proverbs 23. Right now, let's have a prayer to our Father who is in heaven. Holy be your name, Father. Thank you for leading us and guiding us in your path, us sheep. Keep us away from the evil one and bless all your sheep, all of us. Please stop them from falling away. Guide us and bless us. Help us to be continually in your service, God. I know that I want that mansion that I've seen. You came back. I didn't know you had gone to prepare that mansion, but I want my mansion. Guide me, God. Keep me. If they steal my name, they stole our Michigan lottery from us. We used to have the numbers, and I could not wait to play the numbers. But they stole those from us. Maybe get those back if we are to have those. And they changed it to lotteries and made up where we cannot play those numbers again. We used to be able to play those numbers in Pontiac and Detroit. Excuse me, I'm about to take another sip. Bless Detroit from natural and chemical disasters. Thank you for our right minds, Father. So that we will have them to read for ourselves. In Yeshua's name, whose name also better known as Jesus the Christ. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. And someone in Lansing is messing with me, I think. I'm not quite sure, but I do think I know the name of the person. And I ask that you take care of them, Father. Take care of them as you have taken care of me. And you have really taking care of me. Sabbath is the only day that tells you to rest. It says, remember the Sabbath day. That it is the Bible. The Bible tells you to remember the Sabbath day and to keep it holy. You can find that in Exodus 20, verse 8. And you can read that for yourself. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath is observed starting Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I ask that you sheep have your three P's handy, and that's your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to jot some of the references down that I will give you. Wake up, Judah. You and I are of the tribe of Judah. The United States won't tell you that they brought the tribe of Judah to the United States, and along with the tribe of Benjamin and Levi, and sold us into captivity by the Africans and Arabs to the Europeans. Read Psalms 83, all of it. Especially Psalms 3 through 8. And then I want you to read Deuteronomy chapter 28, starting at verse 68 through 64 through 68. There's no country. Those people over in Europe, in our land, they are not us. They were not put on a slave ship and taken to another strange land. We were. Our forefathers were. Read Genesis, all of it, chapter 15. Leave nothing out. Then I want you to read Ezra, chapter 9, verse 2. You are the holy seed. It's us black people here in America. I think that I'm asking that one of these rappers say, don't mingle your holy seed with other nations. We are here. And, I gave birth to sons, but not boys. We have girls here. I have nieces and nieces that you could have to share your holy seed with. Okay, so let us go finish our Sabbath school reading for today in verse 12. We're in Acts, verse 12, where Herod violence to the church. Let's read. And I will try to read that as fast as I can. My throat is awfully dry today. Hold on a moment. Yeah, those things that I tell you to read, I have in November of last year, I had a stroke. So I can't do all the things that I used to do. I want you to know that you will be saved from your salvation. Salvation is deliverance from sin and its consequences. If you read the Bible, read it for yourselves. Even though many of you go to church, read the Bible. for yourself like I have done. And once I started, well, God told me to feed his sheep in a dream. And that's what I'm doing. Right now, I am in Acts chapter 12. Let's read. Now about the time Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church, and he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. That's unleavened bread. Verse 4. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quadrants of soldiers to keep him, intended after Easter. And I looked up, I went to find out where Easter was. Seized him to bring him forth to the people. So he had seized Peter. But listen up. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing to the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with chains, and the keepers of the door kept the prison. Verse 7, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison and smote Peter on the side. Well, I say when he smote him, he shook him or hit him on the side and raised him up, saying, arise quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Verse 8, and the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. So he did. And he said unto him, cast thy garments about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wast, not that it was true which was done by the angel, but though he thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him, and Peter was come to himself. He said, now I know of a surety that the Lord hath sent an angel, and he has delivered me out of the hand of Herod, and from all the expectation of the peoples of the Jews. Verse 12, and then let me read verse 12 again. And when he had considered these things, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname is Mark, where many were gathered praying, and Peter knocking at the door of the gate, and a damsel came to hearken. Hearken means listen, named Rhoda. You see, God had women working in the Old Testament too, I'm learning. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said unto her, You are mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then they said, it is an angel. Excuse me, I have to take another sip of water. But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he beckoned unto them with the hand of a hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers. What was become of Peter? Excuse me, I had to belch. Everything with me is going wrong, but I thank God anyway. I thank the Lord anyway. I thank my Father anyway. We had verse 19. Let's continue reading. And Herod had sought for him and found him not. He examined the keepers and commanded they should be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea, where there abode. And that's where Herod stayed for a minute. Verse 20. And Herod was highly displeased with them in Tyre and Sodom. But they came with one accord to him, having blasted the king's chamberlain, and that is the officer in charge of managing the household, their friends desired peace because their country was nourished by the king's country. I hope you get understanding from that. There was someone there. The king had named Blastus his chamberlain, and he was the officer in charge of managing the household of the nobles, that is. That's what I understand it to be. Verse 21, and upon a set day, Herod arrayed in his royal apparel. He wore his royal clothes, that's what that means, and sat upon the throne and made an oration to them. And he did, made an oration. He said some things to them. He talked to his people. Verse 22, and the people gave a shout, saying, it is the voice of God and not of man. And immediately an angel of the Lord smote him, and where smote him means that he afflicted him because he gave not glory. It says because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms, and he gave up the ghost, so he died. That's what happened. He smote, God smote him. I am at verse 24. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas and Silas returned from Jerusalem when they had filled their ministry, and took with them John, whose surname was Mark. I hope you got an understanding from that. I want to start reading to you verse 13. I found it's a good read. Let us read. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucas the Cyrene, and Matthew, which had been up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted and prayed. Verse 2, and ministered unto the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work thereunto I have called them. Oh, what is the work that they have been called to do? And when they were fasted and prayed and laid up their hands to them, they sent them on their way. So they, being sent forth by the Holy Ghost, departed from Cilicia, and from thence they sailed to Cyprus, and they were called at Salamis. They preached the word of God. I don't know why it is I'm having trouble seeing. They preached the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews, and they had John to minister to them. And when they had gone through the Isle of Patmos, into the Isle of Paphos, it's P-A, Pa, P-A-P-H-O-S, Pachus, they found a certain sorcerer and false prophet, a Jew whose name was Bar-Jesus. Verse 7, which was with the deputy of the country, Sigeus, Paul, a prudent man, who called for Barnabas and Silas and desired to hear the word of God. But Elymas, the sorcerer, a sorcerer is a magician, called for his name by interpretation, withstood them, seeking them to turn away the deputy from the faith. So he sought Paul and Silas to turn the deputy, Sigeunas Paulus, away from the faith. That's what Elymas did. Then Paul, who also is called Paul, then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes on him and said, O full of all subtlety, and that is evil and deceit, and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy of all righteousness. That's what he said. Will thou not cease to revert the right way of the Lord? And I am going to draw my line right here, if I can draw it. I will pick up at verse 11 next Sabbath. And have a prayer to you all that are listening. And I thank you for listening to me, because you could have been elsewhere. You could have been doing something that's not legal. Just like the person who is trying to take my name from me. And my name is called the Feed My Sheep Show. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you all. And let's have a closing word of prayer. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you even protect us in our sleep. Thank you for guiding us from the evil one. Thank you for protecting us from the evil one and his demons. In Jesus' name. Also, in Yeshua's name, in Jesus' name, he's better known as Jesus, I pray. I thank you. And of course now, I want you to go on Amazon and buy my books. I have The Unseen. They are quick, easy-read books. The Passing, and my children's book, The Broken Plant. Someone does not want me, because I am a black woman, I'm going forth in the name of the Lord God. And I left off at verse 11 of chapter 13. You know, if someone is trying to do me, just like Paul did Elymas, silence him for what? A few days. Buy my book, God Loves You. I love you, but God loves you more. you so much for listening.
Lift up my heart.